Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness, and yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I am Melissa Dealey, your host, and very excited to have a repeat guest on the show here with me today, Jen Trepak. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Melissa. I'm excited to be here again.
I'm excited to have you. And the reason you're back is because you have just launched a book chock full of information that needs to get out into the world for people to be aware of. And so I want to help you get this information out because it is so much in alignment with what I know to be true as well. However, just in case people didn't catch your last episode, I want to introduce you to the audience. So Jen has been described as a force of nature in the wellness space. Recognition includes Podcast Magazine's 40 Under 40, nomination for 2022 International Women's Podcast Awards in Visionary Leadership, the 2024 and 2025 Earworthy Best Independent Podcast, plus winner of the 2025 Women Who Podcast Award for Stellar Interview and 2024 and 2025 Earworthy's Best Health Podcast. She is a health and lifestyle coach, podcaster, and consultant. Jen grew up the skinny one in the family of dieters, which was awesome until it went away. And so began her weight management saga. And I'm going to leave it there, Jen, and let you continue with your story that brought you to writing this book. And I love that this book is chock full of great, helpful information, a redefinition of what wellness actually is, and I shouldn't even say redefinition, clarification of what wellness actually is and means to us, as well as humor. And so it makes for a really easy and enjoyable read. So I will let you dive in and share how you came to be an author of this wonderful book.
Yes. Well, thank you. To pick up on my story, so I call it a saga because the word journey doesn't do it justice. You know, there was drama and trials and tribulations and living on that dieting roller coaster. I remember at times feeling like I could breathe and gain weight and just feeling like none of this made sense. And I mean, I did every diet out there. My family did every diet out there. Like, if we didn't do it, we know somebody who tried it, you know? Right. And ultimately, I became a health coach after learning what I call the nutrition education we're all supposed to know and no one ever taught us. And right. It was like the only thing that allowed me to say I'd kicked my food issues. And the other thing that happened with that was it was sort of like, well, everybody deserves this information. And why isn't this what we learn? Like, where did all of that information come from? You know, so I became this insatiable student. I used that curriculum that changed my life as the basis for my entire practice. And by the way, all that was back in 2007. So I built my health coaching practice on the side of my full-time job, left my full-time job July of 2019, launched my podcast, Salad with a Side of Fries, in August of 2019. And then fast forward, it was the end of October 2025 when I published Uncomplicating Wellness, the book. So the book is a lifetime in the making. Mm-hmm. You know, even though it was a few months of work, it was a lifetime in a few months because right. I've been having these conversations my entire life. Mm-hmm. One of the things that really honed sort of the premise of the book. Because, by the way, it's not a plan. Spoiler,
Right.
not a plan.
Right.
We can talk more about that. But what really led to the book was that over this doing this work professionally for almost 20 years, the questions that people would ask have changed.
Right.
The questions have become more and more in the weeds. Like, somebody even sent me something the other day on Instagram that was about, avocado is terrible for some people, and Brussels sprouts are really detrimental for some people, and all these things. And I just replied to him and I said, frankly, if we're in a place of discussing avocado versus Brussels sprouts, we're in a great place,
Exactly,
right?
because we
Really.
could be discussing McDonald's versus, I
Right.
don't know, Pizza Hut or something.
Well, and for that matter, there's a large spectrum between those two questions,
Yes.
But essentially, what the thing was that he had sent me was anti-nutrient fear mongering. And the reality is, most of us are not where we are right now because of a couple anti-nutrients. Because for the most part, you're not really eating Brussels sprouts raw, and so we don't really need to worry about it. That's not what got us here. That's not what got us to this place
Right.
of 12% of the US population being metabolically well.
Right.
So this book is really about helping people develop their own lens through which we can view all of the information coming at us and evaluate what's for us, what's for someone else, what might we want to play with, and what might we want to say, thanks, but no thanks. I appreciate that that was helpful for you, not interesting for me.
Right.
You
And
know, and as you said, the beginning of that is even just defining for ourselves what is wellness. Like, we hear this word and have we ever paused to be like, wait, here's what I'm actually after?
exactly. And I love how you define it as having the energy to live our life the way we want to live our life. And, run up the hill and roll down with our kids, right? Who doesn't want to do that? And yet, how many people are struggling with their energy levels? And it's also so true what you said that no one is really short on advice, so to speak. They're drowning in it. And I think that's what you mean by the fact that questions that you're
Yes.
getting now are different to 20 years ago, because 20 years later, there's just so much more information being bombarded at us through all of our devices. And
Yes.
you became a health coach. I had a very similar experience when I became a health coach. Why isn't this? Why wasn't I taught this in school? Why am I in my 40s when I'm learning this about my own body for the first time, right? And without that foundation that you and I both have, it's very difficult for people to discern what is correct information and not correct information based on what's being thrown at them. So I love that this book helps them navigate that, because the information is only going to increase. However, if we have the lens through which we can navigate what is true for us, what is going to help our body thrive, and not be comparing to anyone else, because our body is our unique body.
Exactly. But it's so, I think the other side of that story is how easy it is to be persuaded by what's out there, how
Oh, yes.
easy it is to read the headline, to see what's happening with a friend, to compare our progress and all of those things. And the sort of culmination of that is that we think something's wrong with us.
Right.
And what I hope people also walk away with is an understanding that you haven't failed, that plan failed you.
Yes.
And likely for a variety of reasons, depending on which one it is. And so there's actually nothing wrong with your body. Your body is doing exactly what it's supposed to do at every given moment. We want to learn to be on the same team as our body and understand why it thinks that XYZ is what it's supposed to do.
Exactly. I love that. And when you talk about we're not broken, or in the book, you're not broken. There's nothing wrong with you.
Yes.
Therefore, you don't need to be fixed. The plan has failed you. And you're talking there about the larger plan. And you break that down in your book. And I'd love to just go through the highlights of that a little bit here as to how the various different organizations, for want of another term, are causing people to feel like there's something wrong with them when there's truly nothing wrong with them.
Right.
So let's dive into that because that piece is huge awareness for people as well.
And to some degree, you're in Canada, I'm in the US. To some degree, some things are the same, some things are very different because systems around us are, a little bit different. But I think recognizing it's not any one system or structure.
Right.
So there's our medical industry. We have a sick care system that is called healthcare, but it's not.
And we have
And
the same
so,
one as well.
right. And, we assume that our doctors have this information because how could they not? It's the human body. Isn't
Right.
that what they learn?
The answer is
Unfortunately,
no.
right. That's the part that's wild.
Yes.
We assume that this is the information they learn. It's not. What they learn is disease states and pharmaceutical surgical interventions.
Yes.
And I talk about all of these different systems, right? There's insurance, there's influencers and industry and the supplement industry and the weight loss industry, right? All of these things. And it's not as sinister or malicious as I think sometimes interpret it to be. The point is the incentive structure of wellness is really just today's diet culture that is an industry. Insurance as a company, right, as an industry, their objective is different than your personal objective. But we have this understanding because they're sort of in the middle of our health care, in air quotes, right? That we assume those things are the same and they're not.
Or that they're looking after us.
Exactly.
And they're not. They're
Exactly.
looking after
Right.
what they're looking after as a business.
Exactly. Because the incentive structure is set up that way, right? Our food industry, the incentive structure is set up such that it benefits them to use more and more additives, fewer and fewer ingredients from nature, so that the foods last longer, so that they taste better, so that they meet whatever fad is happening at the moment, so that you want to buy it. And so, even when it comes back to our doctors, right, it's not malicious. Our
No, they got into
doctors.
healthcare because they wanted to truly help serve humanity and help people be well.
Exactly. The challenge becomes the tool belt that they are given
Yes.
versus the tool belt that exists to, for all of us. And so even when it comes to weight management has been my bread and butter since I started almost 20 years ago. And today, with GLP-1 and, and the like medications, that is now the standard of care.
Yes.
That is the tool and the standard of what it is that they are to recommend to you.
Right.
That doesn't mean that's your only option. It means that's what their number one recommendation is. If we're willing to just recognize that that's the tool that falls into their tool belt. They don't have the information or the capacity or
Yeah.
the incentives to spend time with you, to think about your lifestyle, to make food and nutrition and habit recommendations and choices and things like that. It's not part of what they learn. It doesn't mean it's not important. It doesn't mean that, somebody who has a different background or education doesn't know. We just know different things.
Right.
And when it comes to our health. So first, we're defining wellness for ourselves. And then we want to say, we are, as the individual, as much an expert in our body and our health as every other person. And I call it a care team because we want to build a care team, right? So in that room with the physician, you are as much an expert as they are.
I
You're
100% agree.
coming, yeah, and you're coming with different foundations of expertise. You're the expert in your body.
Yes, because you've
They're an
lived in it
expert
your
in.
entire life. They've never lived in your
Exactly.
body. Yes.
Exactly. And, they have their expertise. A health coach, other people on your care team, the physical therapist has different expertise
Right.
than, everybody. And so the idea is to build this care team around you, where you are as much a factor and a player in that care team as everybody else,
Right.
and
You
to
get to make
continue
the
to come back to
decisions.
that.
You get to listen to what everyone else is saying, and you get to make the decisions and the choices to the path that you go down. And that's
Yes.
where
And
getting second opinions is so important because you have a right to get a second opinion. And I believe in today's world, you absolutely should because there is always more than one way to heal.
right. And I live in the world of and.
Yes.
We don't have to choose this approach or that one. There is a world where both things exist and the two things can work together. Again, it might be slightly different information, a slightly different approach, but we can do these things in tandem.
Right.
And it's up to us to do that. The other side of that equation is also being willing to say, that doesn't work for me. I know. Like, we might find a headline tomorrow that tells us that broccoli is the greatest crop that has ever been grown, and it is the miracle food. Right? My mom gets sick every time she eats broccoli.
Right.
It doesn't matter what a headline says, broccoli is not for her. And
Exactly.
that's okay. But we think that because this thing that we've heard is supposed to be the miracle, that if it doesn't work for us, we're the problem.
Totally.
And that's again coming back to this thing of like, you're not broken. You're not the problem, right? The plan that said to you, it's broccoli or nothing, is the problem.
Right. And the recognizing the bio-individuality of that, right? We all know the saying an apple a day keeps the doctor away, and yet I had a girl in my Girl Guide or Girl Scout unit years ago who had anaphylactic reaction to apples. So, does that keep the doctor away for her? Absolutely not. She's going straight there if she eats apples. And so it is recognizing that I'm an individual and I get to choose what makes my body feel good and energized, and what doesn't. And that approach is so important, so important.
And the piece of this though, like the bioindividuality, okay, the human genome is 99.9% the same.
Right.
So there are some pieces of this that are fundamentally human. And then that 0.1% turns out to be a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
A
And
lot of
so
different little
just
things.
exactly. So it allows us to take some bigger picture recommendations, and then the individuality happens in how we implement them. The little pieces, the nuance of I feel my best when. And that sort of brings us to later in the book, I talk about biostack over biohack.
Right.
Everybody wants to use all the biohacks. And I will say, like, I love a cold plunge with the best of them. And we are never going to cold plunge our way out of not sleeping. We're
No.
never going to cold plunge our way to eliminating stress. Like,
Right.
there are certain pieces that we want to have in place before we turn to the
The next
biohacks.
level. It's like a
Yes.
the step one. Once we've mastered step one, then we move to step two. Once we've mastered step two, then we can add step three. We don't start at step three.
Right. And there are times, so Supplements are another one. Supplements, we cannot supplement our way out of poor lifestyle choices. Full stop. You know,
Correct.
at the same time, it might be that taking something helps us get over that hump, helps us biochemically be able to do the next thing, to take the next step, to give us some momentum and feel like we're doing something. So again, it comes back to knowing ourselves and saying, my best next step is. It's more that when it comes to those supplements, how we're choosing them, we hopefully are coming back to one of these foundations in the bio stack to support that with the supplementation versus, you know, I love an NAD, you know, like I'm a big fan of NAD plus. And, you know, what ends up happening with a lot of these things. So, a biohack is by definition like an incremental improvement. So if we're at 90% health, well, 10%, like 90 to 99, is frankly unbelievable. We're gonna notice that difference. But as I mentioned before, only 12% of the US population is metabolically well.
Such a sad
So
number.
it is. And unfortunately, as our Western life and lifestyle sort of makes its way around the world, we sort of send that statistic to them too. And so we just have to recognize that if 88% of people are not metabolically well, then the vast majority of people are not operating at 90% health.
Correct.
Maybe we're at 30% health, 40%. And by that token, a 10% improvement is not all that noticeable.
Exactly.
So we might take that NAD plus, not notice the difference, and think something's wrong with us. The reality is, we have to get these foundations in place so that when we add that piece, we're getting that incremental step in a place where we can really experience the difference.
Exactly, and totally agree. Just having that foundation. And, you know, again, there's so much information out there. You read it in a magazine or you hear it from a girlfriend. I started taking NAD. It made such a difference for me. You should take it too, or whatever it is, right? If the foundation isn't there, to your point, that NAD, they're not going to notice it. And it may not even be able to do what it's supposed to do for your body because the foundational nutrients it needs to function with aren't even in the body. For it to be able to give you the optimal benefit. And so, yes, I love your work because you are meeting every client where they're at. There's no, you know, textbook, this is the one way we do it. It's no. Who are you? Where are you at? Where do we need to start focusing? And to your point that you mentioned this a few minutes ago, it's more than just nutrition. It is looking at sleep. It is looking at stress. It's looking at the entire lifestyle.
So the six pieces of the bio stack are nutrition or fuel, movement, hydration, which is more than just water, sleep, stress, and connection. And then the question that everybody says is, well, where do I start? Right? And, you know, like I said, it's not a plan in this book. So in each chapter, there are ideas and tools and things that you can start to play with and experiment which can work for you. The one that you start with, though, is, and this is a very unsatisfying answer, but the answer is, you know. It's the one where you had a visceral, like, oh, to the, you know, when you heard it, you know. And so that's the one that we can start to play with. And then as we start to put all of the pieces in place, your daily routine, your life and lifestyle starts to incorporate all of the pieces. And by the way, it doesn't mean that it's taking up infinite amounts of your time in the day to hit all these boxes, because one choice can tackle a whole bunch of them. It's just about recognizing even that that choice is tackling a bunch of these and that we are making it happen. And then building on that, because our tendency is to focus on the scale as our metric or what's not happening versus what is happening. And so we talk a lot about that in there too, to help us ensure that we're focused on our own progress and that we're focused on, the outcomes that we are looking for.
Absolutely. And it's so true what you said that you start where you know where you need to start. That piece that you've been avoiding addressing. And that's what's got you to where you're at. And we do, we all know, and we just don't want to do it because it feels hard or we don't know how. And yet, what you present here in the book is now giving them the how and allowing it to be easy. And part of that too is another key piece that I love that you mentioned is it's about changing how you think and starting to choose yourself. And when we change how we think, then what we thought was hard is no longer hard. And I love this because our thoughts really do create our reality. And that's so much of what I teach now. And I love that you bring this in to the book. So I'd love for you to share more about that and your experience working with
Thank
clients
you.
to shift how they think.
It's a part of the process and it takes time. And especially like I have a client right now, she's in her 70s and she has lived her entire life in a state of stress helps me function. Focusing on checking off that to-do list. And if I didn't check all the things off the list, then I failed. And that's what helps me keep going. And it's a shift. It is a challenging ask to change those neural pathways. It is possible. It takes repetition and some deliberate effort. Even the awareness of it is a big piece. And so this is more of there's a lot that lays the foundation for this in the book. And then this is a lot of what happens when I'm working with my clients through my 12-week, curriculum. And so what happens with a lot of this and part of that process is in the beginning. A lot of times, especially if the goal is, weight related, people come and they start often in a very dark place. We're very unhappy.
Been beating ourselves up.
We're beating ourselves up. We very clearly know what we don't want. We think that every time we tried a diet, in air quotes, and we could stick to it for a short period of time, that the problem was us, not the diet, right? Again, the plan failed, you didn't fail. But over the course, so it gets us going, right? That dark place signs us up for the next thing, right? And now everything in the book is very much, data-driven, research-backed. I'm all about the science side of things in an approachable way. And I'm also very transparent when something is my theory, not based on, other people's truly scientific research. My theory, based on my own experience and that of my clients over the last 20 years, my theory is that over time, we start to make some progress. And then we have this voice in the back of our mind. That's that fear of the old pattern repeating. I'm afraid I'm going to fall off, in air quotes. I'm going to not stick with this. How do I get myself to keep going? Well, we say, what motivated me in the beginning? Oh, I was really unhappy. I was in such a dark place, like I wanted this so badly. Well, how do I reclaim that motivation? We subconsciously beat ourselves up into compliance. If I'm mean enough to myself, I can get back to that place of feeling motivated. part of what we work on together is shifting what motivates us from what we don't want to what we do want.
Yes.
It's actually incredible how the body responds, because it's not willpower that we're after. It's not motivation. It's actually, in the beginning, discipline that gets us to momentum. That momentum is what creates the motivation. And that's really what we're after. So if we start to recognize everything that is happening and everything we are doing, that's really where we get the motivation and commitment to keep going. We've just never really experienced that before, because it's always been this on-off, good, bad, I'm okay now, I failed then, I've got to start over. So stop starting over. We're going to keep going, and we're going to shift what we focus on. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, when I work with clients, we're talking about tracking and, you know, what are we eating? When are we eating? Sleep, right. All the things.
Right.
Well, sometimes it can be really helpful to track all the things that you didn't eat also. Because right. What we start to focus on is, oh, well, I didn't check off all of my fruits and vegetables this day. I didn't have, you know, whatever it was. I didn't eat blah, blah, blah. I don't know. You know, we can focus on everything that's not happening versus looking at the sheet and going, I ate protein every single time I ate, right? I chose, you know, the pasta and the garlic bread. And that's progress, because I also didn't eat the entire tray of pasta, the entire right. loaf of garlic bread.
Right.
And, you know, three pieces of pie for dessert, right? Like, progress over perfection and recognizing what is happening is really a part of this work that helps start to shift where we're driving and how we operate. And then that really spills over into every area of life, which is, you know, so much of the work that you talk about too.
And I love that you mentioned we're not looking for willpower here. Because willpower is in our conscious mind, which is only 10%. And our unconscious is the other 90%. And when you're helping people to understand what's been unconsciously running for them and bringing that to awareness so they can then shift their thoughts, that is so powerful. And that's the 90%. So let's work with the 90% instead of the 10% and not beat ourselves up when our willpower fails, because it will. It's only 10%. And that's the road to burnout. And we don't need to go down that road.
Yeah. So, and it's interesting in there, because so willpower is also biochemical. You know, we think it's this moral thing. It's not at all. It's very physiological and very biochemical. So talk a little bit about that in the book too. But the other interesting thing about this is, I mean, that 10% of our mind, that's the conscious part, is real strong.
Oh, yes.
And so one of the interesting things is, you know, even for affirmations to work, they have to be believable to the conscious mind. So if we don't believe, right, like there are a million different affirmations, right? Like it could be, you know, I am the healthiest I've ever been. And then your subconscious mind goes, did you tell your blood work? Right? Like,
yeah,
you know, it goes, yeah, except your doctor doesn't say that. Right. So what if instead we choose the affirmation, I am on my way to becoming the healthiest I've ever been.
Yes.
Well, now our conscious mind can believe that, right? We can take actions that align with that. And then it really helps in that reprogramming. But if we try to 100% circumvent, it will stand in the way of our progress.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you talk a lot about focus, and I love that too, because we always say, focus on what you want because you get what you focus on. And so it's so true that a lot of your clients, they know exactly what they don't want. And they're in that dark place because they've been focusing on what they don't want. So they've been getting more of it.
Right.
And so many people don't realize that, that truth. And that they just need to shift the focus to what they want in order to be able to start moving forward and bring them out of that dark place. And that's what you're teaching them to do, which is beautiful.
And it's easier said than done, you know, but it's part of
Absolutely.
why we're talking about what's your definition of wellness? How are you measuring progress, right? Like the structure of the book is also designed to help you through that process to get that clarity first and then move into some of these other action steps.
Right. And so to the audience, this isn't a book that you just read and then put on the shelf. This is a book that you literally take it section by section and implement what you need to implement. Master one section at a time. You don't have to do it all at once. And doing it all at once will just put you into overwhelm and have you fall off. So I'm sure, Jen, you're not
So it's
ever
designed
suggesting
to
that.
not do that, right? So
Exactly.
you can read it cover to cover. Hundreds of people have already come back to me and said, I read it cover to cover and it's not overwhelming and it's exactly what I needed it to be, right? It's very different than what we're used to. With that said, it's also designed for you to be able to pick up and read one chapter that you want to focus on and then put it down. You know, so as we're recording, I'm not 100% sure when this is airing, but as we're recording, we're headed into the season of, you know, New Year's resolutions. And every company marketing to us, like, this is the be all end all, right? It is the heyday of the diet, now wellness industry. So maybe you want to go to the chapter called My Top 5 Tips for Digesting Nutrition News and focus on those handful of things to get through these next couple weeks so that you don't have that shiny object syndrome and everybody's answer is the thing that you need. You know, and then you can come back and say, "All right, as I look at, you know, the table of contents, what chapter title sticks out to me." You can flip right to that. So you don't have to read it cover to cover. And if you choose to, you will not be overwhelmed, I promise.
And reading it cover to cover works, and then go back and then work on it section by section by section. If you're one of those people that wants to know the big picture and then get into the details,
Absolutely.
that's a great way to do it.
Absolutely. And I sort of describe it to people too, like before you buy any other book on anything wellness related, buy this one. Let this one help you decide which of those books is the best fit for you.
Yes, absolutely. Great idea. I love that. This is such a great resource tool to help people help themselves. And as you said at the very beginning of the book, wade through all the noise and the information overwhelm, because that's what's keeping people stuck. Is, people are that are asking, well, how can broccoli, sprouts be bad and good at the same time, or how can Brussels sprouts, et cetera, et cetera. You'll be able to wade through that and understand that and get out of the confusion of all of that information and discern what is truly right for your body. And that's what's important here. So I love that you wrote this book, and it is an easy read. It's an enjoyable read and packed full of helpful information. So absolutely wonderful. Love it, Jen.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Oh, you are so welcome. And as you know, having been on the show before, I love to ask every guest, and I'm going to ask you again, what does don't wait for your wake-up call mean to you?
So this is probably, I don't remember exactly what I said last time, but this probably isn't that far off. But it's the idea of do it now. You have this inkling, you have this voice in the back of your mind that something's needed for you. Do it. Take the steps now because it's actually the easiest way. Do it before we really are in a place of desperation.
Love that. And tell the audience, remind the audience of the name of the book again, where they can get it. And then also, if somebody wants to work with you, how can they get hold of you? And you've also offered a wonderful gift of your bullseye of change. So if you want to talk about that too.
Sure. So the book is called Uncomplicating Wellness, available wherever books are sold. Pick your platform if you're a bookshop.org person, if you're Barnes and Noble or an Amazon, whatever makes you happy. I know you guys, what is it, pages or something, or chapters
Yeah,
or
Indigo.
something?
Indigo now. It was chapters
No.
and now it's called Indigo.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. So the there too. It's all the places. You can just search uncomplicating wellness. My website is asaladwithasideoffries.com. So it's there too. All the information's there. My podcast is Salad with a Side of Fries. So wherever you like to listen, all social media, I am at Jen Trepek, JennTrepeck. And then the bullseye of change is the framework that I teach for how to implement anything we want to change. So it's a way of thinking about and approaching behavior change in a way that really creates a long-term, frankly, lifestyle of whatever it is that we desire. So it's a worksheet and sort of a guide to walk you through the process of thinking about this and then implementing.
Love that. So thank you so much for your generosity in offering that. And
Absolutely.
all of your contact details, et cetera, will be in the show notes so people can find you easily there. And as we wrap this episode, Jen, is there any last words of wisdom that you would like to share with the audience?
I think it's really coming back to knowing yourself and where you have questions. Because there's a lot to be said for all the information we have. And there's a lot to be said for thinking that we know everything and we have all the answers. And if we're not getting to where we want to be, maybe there's a piece that we could learn.
Love that. So true. And I always love to say, and the more I learn, the more I realize how much I don't know.
Exactly. Exactly.
So very true. And that's why we have you on the show to share this information with the audience. So thank you so much for being here. And thank you to my audience because I really appreciate that you care about your health and you are here to learn. And so kudos to you for making that choice for yourself, because as we've just said, there is always more to learn. And share this episode with someone that you think can benefit from learning about Jen's book. Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.